How many is ready? How many is ready to hear what God's got to say this morning? We're ready for the Word of God. Amen. Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to come and worship, to come and rejoice, to come and praise, to come into your house and fellowship with family. And Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. If you think about it, every Sunday is a family reunion. It is. It's a family reunion. We're all family. And God told me one time, this was a long time ago. He said, in the natural, I had six siblings. I'm the baby. I'm the youngest. My older sister still calls me the baby. This is my baby brother. But I'm the youngest of seven siblings. And three of them have already gone to heaven. But the Lord told me this. He said, talking about relationship, he said, if your siblings are not born again, you have a closer relationship with the saints than you do your family. And it's because of the blood of Jesus. And it's the blood of Jesus that cleansed us and washed us and made us fit for the kingdom. He qualified us to get into the kingdom of God by his blood. Amen. So if you think about it, we're all family. And the blood of Christ, the blood of Christ has made us family. Amen. Well, this just set up, you know, what you were talking about. This is a set time. I want to talk to you today. And you may have heard this some time ago, but it's been some time ago. So it's time to hear it again. I want to talk to you about favor. The favor of God. Every day we thank God. The God we say today, the favor goes before us. Favor is around us. We thank you, God, for your favor. Amen. And let me read to you what Webster's Dictionary defines favor as. Favor, according to Webster's Dictionary, is to support. And this is God's favor. God's favor is to support, endorse, assist, make things easier. How many like to make things easier?
Yes.
It provide with advantages, show special privileges, and to feature you. God wants to feature his children to the world. And if you think about what the word blessed means to be enviable. It means to happy. It means happy, to be happy and enviable. Happy and enviable. I heard on this, this was several years ago on Christian TV. I'm not going to tell you who it was. But this MC was on this TV program. And a young man got up and he was talking about his book. You know, he was a born-again Jew, or is a born-again Jew, and he was talking about his book and promoting what have you. And he said, the MC asked him a question. He said, well, I want to be envied. And the announcer said, no, you don't. I mean, he corrected the man right there on TV. No, you don't want to be enviable. Well, he just took the word of God and scratched enviable out. The word blessed means happy and to be envied. Well, who's going to envy us? The world needs to look at the kingdom of God and say, there's something about them. There's something about them I don't have. They're living a life that I would like to have. Well, that's envy. And it's not to the negative, thank God, it's to the positive. Amen. So blessed means happy to be and to be envied. So favor, God wants to feature us. God wants to assist us. God, how many can think of something that is easier now than it was 10 years ago? Two people. Four people. Seven people. God's moving. I mean, we can think of things that's easier now. Somebody tell me what is easier now. What do you think of? What is easier now than it was 10 years ago? Don't, yes? Okay, say that one more time.
Teaching,
Teaching. Yeah. Teaching, making easier. Yes. That's good. Anybody else? Yes.
Watching TV. Multiple channels.
Multiple channels. How many remember the rabbit ears? How many remember the rabbit? How many remember the antenna outside? How many don't remember the antenna outside? How many couldn't care less about the antenna? I couldn't care less about that antenna outside. Y'all know the story. We had the TV set. I remember this little. I didn't see a TV until I was 11 years old. That was 14 years ago. No. But there are certain things that are made easier. How many remember when you had to get up off the couch and go turn the channel? How many remember black and white TV? How many remember when color TV came out?
Yeah.
And you had all these streaks on it. So things are made easier. And now you have a remote, just like this, you got a remote. How many channels you got? You got 200 channels.
Yeah.
I remember, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Oh, I'm just going to tell you what made it
easier. Okay, this one time. I remember when cable came out years ago. This is when it still had the stick antenna. Cable came out, and I said, it'll never work. I said that. I said, cable TV, they're going to run. They can't do that. Now there's a satellite out there.
Yeah.
Made easier. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, revelation knowledge has made things easier to walk with God.
That's true.
And to believe God.
That's true. Revelation
knowledge.
Yes. And it's available to everybody. We live in a generation today that revelation knowledge is so, how can I say it? It's so prevalent. It's so real. It's so ready to be given to us. But all we need to do is receive it. That's true, honey. And when you have the revealed knowledge of God, things do become. Why? Because the God lives inside
of us.
The God lives inside.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit will lead us and teach us into all good things. There's a God inside. How many remember the TV guide?
Yeah.
You know, you're looking there in these channels, you got all this stuff. Look inside, you got the guide. Look inside. You have the guide inside of you. Everything that we have need of is inside of us. Everything. And like Tricia said, this is our time. It's like the prophecies. This is our time. This is the time for the body of Christ to rise up and take what belongs to us. Amen. And don't run to your mountain with your mouth shut. Don't run to your mountain with your mouth shut. I ministered a message. This was some time back, probably 20, 25 years ago. And I said, don't die in the shadow of your mountain.
Okay.
I only just wrote, I said, don't die in the shadow of your mountain. Speak to your mountain. Amen. Anybody think of somebody else? Is somebody, yes, what makes it easier? The God inside stabilizes.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
That you can
handle. Amen. Yeah. That's true. You're not in turmoil.
Right.
That is the God inside stabilizes. Makes things steady. Mm-hmm. Yes, Wanda.
Giving is easier.
That's true.
Giving has become easier because of revelation.
Yeah.
That's true. Talking about that. Not long after I was born again in 1962, I heard a man of God say, "Now if you don't tithe, God's going to get it somehow. He'll break your car down. He'll tear up your washing machine." I'm thinking, boy, that don't sound like how's God going to get it if my car tears up? That just didn't communicate with me. But, it put a fear in me. That if I didn't tithe, I'm a baby Christian. 17 years old, I'm a kid. I'm just a baby Christian. If I don't tithe, something bad's going to happen to me. That's not the promise. That's so far from the promise. But you're right. Giving has become easier because of the revelation we have. I can't wait to give. We go into a restaurant sometime. I can't wait to buy somebody's lunch. Don't follow me around. Sometimes I eat at MC Denal's.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you what, y'all go there and wait till I get there. How many know what MC Denal's is? McDonald's. No. And there's MC. You like that? MC Denal's. What?
I got one.
Yeah, you got one? Stand up, Kelvin. The top of your head red. It's like the sun just went right through here. Gene says the same thing, don't you? Easier to cut your husband's hair. Moving right along. Hallelujah. That was good, Teresa. Oh, glory. Anybody else? One more. Yes.
Taking God at His word.
That comes by hearing the word and getting that relation. That's so true, April. Yes. Praise God. One more. Anybody? One more. That's it. One more. Yes.
It's easier to get the word out to the world now because of social media and the availability. I mean, you know, we can, somebody can say something in this country and hear it.
In real time.
As soon as it's out of their mouth in another country.
Yeah.
So it's so much easier.
It's shortening the distance between places.
Yes.
And she was saying it's so easy now to get the word around the world. And it's true.
Mm-hmm.
That is so true. So true. Dusty.
To myself, as a person of God, what He's done for me has made me be able to do things easier than I did when I was a sinner. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Him coming into my life has changed my life to do things. And shows me things how to do things easier than I ever could do with
that. That's that God inside. The God inside. So true. Well, glory. Thank you, Father. Go to the book of Luke. I want to share some scripture before. Thank y'all for your participation. And if you think about it, that's what the favor of God does. It makes things easier for us. Amen. It's to our advantage. It supports us and shows us, gives us special privileges. Talking about that, And I say this, and y'all understand where we're coming from, or where I'm coming from, talking about, I'm going to get over there in an atois. I'll do that atois. All right, look in the book of Luke chapter 4, and this is verse 19, after verse 18, where Jesus said that the Spirit of God had come upon him so he could do all of these things, you know, and minister the word of God, heal the sick, and all that. But listen to what verse 19 says. He says, to proclaim, I like this. The accepted and acceptable year of the Lord. The day. When salvation and the free favors of God profusely abound.
Yes.
The free favors, Don't call it, they're free. That's God showing us His unmerited favor. His unmerited goodness, His unmerited... We didn't work for it. Thank God He gave it to us.
Amen.
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 So this is the day, the acceptable year and the day. This is a day when salvation and the free favors of God profusely abound. That is more than enough. And if you think about If you think about John 10:10, so such as hopefully we've got this in our spirit, man. That this thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus has come. Put 10:10, John 10:10 up there. But Jesus has come. Listen to this. Y'all gonna like this. You know it already. But Jesus has come to give us life, and life more abundantly. Abundantly. God don't want us to just get by. No. He wants us to get by abundantly with more than enough. Amen? How many has ever had lack? Listen to this. Give us life. Having an abundance to the full till it
overflows.
That's abundance. That's more. We serve a more than enough God.
Amen.
We serve the God of abundance. We serve the God that wants us to abound in all of these things.
Amen.
Amen. Now I'm going to read these and come back to a couple of them. But this is some of the benefits. These are some of the benefits of the favor of God. If you're writing these down, I'm going to... I read a story one time on a page. The lady said her son had gone off to the military. And she said, "Dear son, I'm writing this letter slow because I know you read slow." Ain't that terrible? And she said, "I thought you might need a coat, so I put your coat, I put you his nice winter wool winter coat, put your coat in the package." She said, "But it was a little bit too heavy, so I cut the buttons off and put them in a bag, and they're right there with the coat." Isn't that terrible? And there, no, I'm going to. Oh my! I could. You want me to tell you another one?
No.
It was that same son she wrote. She was still on that letter to her son. Says, "Dear son, I've got some bad news to bring to you." Said, "Your cousins had a wreck, and one of them died." Said that they had a wreck. The truck went over into the creek, and the two jumped out the door, and they come up. Said, "But your cousin in the back, he couldn't get the tailgate down, so he drowned."
Oh, no.
Ain't that terrible? How many thought, Trisha said that wasn't funny. I thought it was. I got to get out of this. Oh, mercy. Listen to this. These are some of the benefits. Yoga. And if you read this, not read, but if you listen to this, This pertains to some of us, and some of it pertains to all of us. And all of us might grab a hold of all of it. But favor produces supernatural increase and promotion. Favor produces supernatural increase and promotion. And if you think about that, think of Joseph. Joseph was in a pit, from the pit to the palace. And David, from a sheep herder to the palace. Amen. Trisha and I was a truck driver for Brother Copeland. And Trisha was a housekeeper. So we went from there to here. I remember that time. We reminisce over this occasionally. But when God called us to pastor, And he told me, he said, "Rob," he said, "it's your choice." He said, "You can stay with Brother Copeland." And he said, "Delane Neese will sign your checks."
Yeah.
He said, "Or you can obey me and follow the call of God on your life, and I'll sign your checks."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Favor produces restoration of everything that the enemy has stolen from you. Favor produces restoration of everything that the enemy stole it from you. Thank God for favor. Amen. Favor produces honor in the midst of your adversaries. When they think he got you down, no. God's going to raise you up. He will raise you up. Favor produces honor in the midst of your adversaries. Now, I like this one. Hang on to this. Favor produces increased assets. Amen. Favor produces increased assets, especially in the area of real estate. Favor produces increased assets, especially in the area of real estate. This is a man in California, Barry Hahn, whom I met back in 1981. He was just a man, didn't have much money, and lived in California. And he got into prayer, got into the Word of God. God changed his life, and he started listening to some of the people who preached the Word of Faith. And let's don't get tired of the Word of Faith. The scripture says it's the word of faith which I preach. And without faith it's impossible to please God. So he got into some of these teachings. And he's driving out across the desert one day there in California. He said, God, what? I need some finances. I need you to show me. And here's a sign stuck up in the desert. For sale. So many acres for sale. And the Lord said, buy that property. I mean, he's praying. He's asking God for some answers. And God says, buy that property. He said, but God, it's desert. Nothing's going to grow here. You can't build anything on it. He said, buy that piece of property. I mean, he wrestled with it. So he borrowed $100, put down on the property, bought it. Now he's a multimillionaire. There was silica sand underneath the topsoil. Silica sand. What do you do with that? You make glass out of it. You use it for sandblasting, whatever. But he became a multi-millionaire because he obeyed God. That was because of trusting him with his real estate. And think of Brother Copeland. He's got his ministry owns, I think it's 1,500 acres there in Newark, Texas, just above Fort Worth. And he's made this statement, so I'm gonna make it too. He said, if they were to cut the electric off, if they were to cut the gas off, if they were to cut the water off, everything cut off, everything, he would still be self-sustainable. Because there's gas on the property, natural gas on the property, and with that natural gas, he's built a water plant, he's built a sewer plant, he's built electrical grids. Everything he has need of. Everything he has need of is right there on that property because of God blessing the real estate. God showed him. No, he didn't know it. God showed him.
Showed him to buy that.
Yeah. This was years ago. He was flying over it, and this was back in the, I think, the mid-70s or so. And he's flying over that property, and God said, I want you to buy that real estate. What it is, it's an old Army air base. It had 3 miles of airstrip on it. And he said, I want you to buy that. He said, Lord, I don't have the money. He said, I want you to buy it. So he got in touch with a man, worked out a deal to buy a certain piece of property. When that was paid for, he'd purchase more and bought the whole thing, 1,500 acres. Glory be to God.
Amen.
And somebody said, well, what's he doing with it? It's in the ministry. It's in the kingdom of God. And we know the person. We know he's a man of integrity. He's a man of his word. And he loves God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Favor produces great victories in the midst of great impossibilities. Favor produces great victories in the midst, right in the middle of great impossibilities. When you think it's impossible, God's the God of possibilities. Or I should say, God's the God of impossibility. When you think it's impossible, to you it is, but to God it's not. to God's name. God can turn the situation around totally in your favor.
Amen.
If you trust God. If you'll believe what He says. If you'll put your trust in the Word and rely on Him. Amen? Let's look in, Listen to this. This is number six. Favor produces recognition even when you seem the least likely to receive it. Favor produces recognition even when you seem the least likely to receive it. Recognition. This is what I was going to share a while ago. Tricia and I, when we go to meetings, and this is because of the favor of God. God puts us in good seats. He does. God puts us in good seats. Why? Because we're recognized. And somebody said, "Oh, you're that." Yeah, you're. And so when we go, I'm gonna brag on this. And then when I say this, it's not. You'll know my heart. We can go to a meeting and call the usher, the head usher. And he'll say, "Oh, I got y'all a seat." And it's usually on the front row or the second, no further than the third. I mean, I'm talking about a huge, it seats 1,000, 2,000 people. Well, we're right there in the front. We were in this one meeting, and I'm sitting on the end there. It's amazing. And we're sitting on the end there, and Brother Copeland, he's just preaching, teaching, talking. And he's walking along like this. He said, "You better move that." And I had my books and my Bible. He said, "You better move that." He moved and sat down in my lap. He just sat down in. Honestly, man, I felt the anointing. Judy, he sat in my lap. and just sat there and talked. And I said, "Oh, glory." So every time we go back, I sit in that same chair. You ain't done it again since. So. But favor puts you in a place to be recognized by the Spirit of God so he can do to you and with you what He desires.
Amen.
We don't call people and say, "Well, we want to see." No, we just let people know we're coming. That's all we do. Pardon? They call us? Yeah, well, they do. Favor. Thank God for favor.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hadn't got to some good scripture yet, but I'm going to. Glory, glory, glory. Favor produces prominence and preferential treatment. Prominence and preferential treatment. Favor produces prominence and preferential treatment. Favor causes policies, rules, regulations, and laws to be changed and reversed to your advantage. It can happen. Favor causes policies, rules, regulations, and laws to be changed and reversed to your advantage. Y'all got that? Favor produces petitions granted. I like this. Favor produces petitions granted even by ungodly civil authorities. Favor produces petitions granted even by ungodly civil authorities. And last but not least, favor produces battles won which you won't even fight. Favor produces battles won which you won't even fight because God will fight them for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to, let's go to Psalms 102. I think this is it. Psalms 102. And let's look at this. I got to get some scripture in here. Psalms 102, and let's look in verse 13. Psalms 102 and verse 13. If you read from there, from 102 verse 1 down to 13, the guy's complaining a little bit. The psalmist is complaining a little bit and blaming some things on God. And then he said in verse 13, he said, "You will arise and have mercy and loving kindness for Zion," or we could say for the church, "for it is time." Boy, it's time. "For it is time to have pity and compassion for her. Yes, the set time has come." The moment designated. Church, we have to believe that. God's favor is for us now. Favor it. I have favor for tomorrow, but I want favor now. I'm counting on favor for today. Not yesterday's. I'm wanting favor for today. Why? Because this is the set time. How many has ever needed favor and those saying, "God, give me patience and give it to me now"? I'm convinced, I meditated on this, I'm convinced too that patience or impatience will not allow favor to operate in your life. When you try to put your hand into it, you try to get it done, when you try to do it, and you're working in the realm of the natural and you're putting your effort into it and taking God out of it, don't do that. Don't do that. It can be with anything. Anything. It can be with your job. It can be with relationships. It can be with finances. Whatever it is, get God involved in it. Let Him do it and get yourself out of it. And let the guide inside guide you.
Amen.
Let the guide inside guide you. Even when it seems like, "God, I need to do this right now, right now. This is going to affect so-and-so. I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to help that person. No. What is God saying to you? Yeah. Is God trying to help that person, but you're taking God's place?
Yeah.
Is God trying to get involved in that person's life, but you're getting involved in it before God does? Yeah. Well, who's the person going to rely on? You.
Yeah.
So go with that guide. Go with that guide inside. Amen? Why? Because the set time has come. The set time has come. Thank God for the set time. Now go to 103. Psalm 103. The scripture says, "Blessed, affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name." Bless. "Affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not one of all His benefits." Who forgives, God, who forgives everyone all of your iniquities, who heals each one of us all our diseases. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. God, thank you. Right now we tap into that healing virtue. Lord, I ask you to move across this congregation. Healing, touching. God, you said your word would not return to you void. Father, I think you said it would accomplish in that thing where you sent it. So, Father, I thank you. Your word is at work in us. The healing anointing rising from the inside out. Healing, God, healing memories. Healing physical parts of the body. Healing joints. Healing muscles. Healing tendons. Healing nerves. Healing all the organs of the physical body, Father. I thank you right now. Right now. Right now, Father, I thank you that your work, one of your benefits, Father, is healing. All diseases. God, you're greater. God, the Word of God in us is more effective than a flu shot.
Yes, yes.
Much more effective than a flu shot.
Much more.
Now, Father, we tap into your healing mercy right now in Jesus' name. God, memories, that just keeps rolling around in my mind. God, healing memories. Memories. God, stabilizing memories. People aren't forgetful. They remember. They have short-term memory, good short-term memory, and good long-term memory.
Yes, yes.
In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. Eyes, thank you for healing eyes and ears. Sinuses, in Jesus' name. Arthritis, in Jesus' name. I thank you for it, Father. Diabetes, blood pressure. All these things, Father, are under the curse. And healing is our benefit. And we're not forgetting. God, we're recognizing that today. Lord, we're recognizing the healing benefit today. And we thank you for it. Thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It, dry skin, whatever. God healed healing dry skin. Rashes. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you for it. Thank you for it, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You're healing all sickness, all diseases. We thank you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. God, you're the great physician. You're the great physician. Thank you, Father. Feet, God, healing all manner of problems with the feet, toes, the balls of people's feet, tender. Thank you, Father. Ankles, ankle bones, knees, hips, elbows, shoulders, backs. Thank you, Father. Necks. God, thank you for healing necks. In Jesus' name. Dizzy spells. Father, thank you that you're greater than dizzy spells. You're greater than migraine headaches.
Greater.
We thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name. God, you just tap into it. Just receive it. Father, we receive that. We receive that in Jesus' name. We receive it. Thyroids. Thank you, Father, for healing thyroids, touching thyroids. In Jesus' name. Pancreases. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Well, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. That's just one of his benefits. Just one of his benefits. God, thank you for healing broken hearts. Lord, you're greater than grief. You're greater than sorrow. Much greater. God, thank you for moving in and healing those with broken hearts. For whatever reason their heart is broken, God. You are the heart healer. And we thank you for it. And God, they'll walk out of here today knowing I have no sorrow. I have no grief. Because Jesus has carried my grief and sorrow. God, we have the proof that it was done on the cross.
Yes.
He carried our grief and sorrow on the cross. And Father, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Did y'all get that? Glory be to God. Who redeems your life from the pit and corruption. Who beautifies. Who dignifies. And crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy. Who satisfies your mouth, your necessity and desire at your personal age. At your personal age and situation. Gene, he's doing stuff for us.
Yes, he is.
Even though we're in our 70s. Lee, he's doing stuff for us. Joey's doing stuff for us. Leslie's doing stuff for us. I'm trying to tap into all of us who are 70 plus. Dusty's there. He's 70. Dean, how old are you? 70. So we're all in that range. But listen to this. He satisfies your necessity and desire at your personal age and situation with good, so that your youth renewed is like the eagle, strong, overcoming, and soaring. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Soaring. Rising above. Glory be to God. The Lord executes righteousness and justice, not for me only, but for all who are oppressed. I got to quit. Hallelujah. All glory. I've got so much more, and I'll finish one day. But how many is ready for the free favors of God?
Amen.
The free favors of God to come upon us. And when I think about that, I think about the blessings of God as we hearken and heed to the voice of the Lord our God. He said, these blessings will come upon you and overtake you. They'll come upon you and overtake you. You won't necessarily be looking for them. You'll be expecting them, but you're not looking for them. Why? Because you're hearkening and heeding the voice of the Lord your God. You're obeying the word. And man, all of a sudden, whoa, what is that? That's the blessings of God coming upon me. That's the blessings of God. They're overtaking me. Whoa, whoa. And you look back. I like what a lady told me. They said, you look back and there they are. Right there. They're right there. And the next thing you know, you're just going to be enveloped in the blessings of God. Is it possible? Yes, because the Word says it is. Can I have them? Yes, because the Word says I can have them. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Did y'all get anything out of this?
Amen.
What'd you get out of it? The free favors of God are profusely abounding to us.
Amen.